Good morning and welcome back to the roundtable. I was just saying this is the best hour of radio. I get to spend a whole hour with two of my favorite people. Jesse Feiler is here. He joins us this morning to set us straight on online collaboration tools and teleconferencing. What is that? Well, we're going to find out all about it. Jesse Feiler is an app developer, an author, a consultant specializing in small business and nonprofit organizations. The recent books are The Nonprofit Risk Book, Finding and Managing Risk in Nonprofits and NGOs. We had you on last time talking about that with Gail Naowith. And Learn Computer Science with Swift. And anything else new? Did I miss anything?
No, I'm scribbling away on another one.
All right,
But that's it.
Let me know when I have to update them.
That's it for right now.
A recent app, Cyber Continuity, a free app to learn about your vulnerabilities, and, of course, the Nonprofit Risk app, a companion to the book. It is always a great pleasure to welcome Jesse Feiler to our program. All right. So we think of things like, Skype and FaceTime and GoToMeeting and WebEx and all of these things that allow us to see each other and communicate with each other and maybe, even if we're lucky, save us from having to get on an airplane. So instead of having to go to a meeting, well, you can just stay at your office and do the meeting there.
Yes.
Okay. Now, these things have been around for a while, but we're getting better at it, aren't we?
Depends who you mean by we.
Okay. Meaning, I don't know what I mean by we. Meaning, are we, it seems that it's becoming more prevalent of working this way.
What seems to be, what I'm observing, and I sort of seem to be on the receiving end of some of this stuff, because I do, because word has gotten around that I know a little bit about technology.
That's what happens when you're on the radio, but go ahead.
Yeah. But I don't typically do what is called up and running support. So I do get occasionally calls from people whom I barely know or do know very well,
yeah,
saying, I tried to do a teleconference just like I saw in the ad for Apple or in the movie or in this, and it didn't work. What do I do now? And the answer to that is sort of as that I give them is, okay, well, since you've already scheduled the teleconference and it didn't work and someone else is sitting by their computer or phone somewhere in Hong Kong waiting for this conference to happen,
yeah,
it's too late.
Right.
That's my supportive role. The fact of the matter is that when we're looking at these collaborative tools, the web conferencing and so forth, is that if you've seen it happen and maybe been part of one, but you didn't set it up, you're not ready to do it from scratch. So the time to do it is before you need to. That's the key.
So what I'm getting out of what you're saying is we need a dry run.
Absolutely.
Okay. And that would be something that you would do weeks or months prior instead of an hour before.
Yeah, maybe a day before, because if you do it 6 months before, you'll forget it.
And the technology will have changed.
And it will have changed, except for.
Okay.
And your login ID will have expired, and you can't find the passport. You have to do it with this. Every person's time frame is different.
Okay.
But whatever the time frame is that you can.
But a couple of days before,
yes,
you can do it. All right. So now, how do these products differ from one another? They're all basically doing the same thing, but they all have different bells and whistles.
I would say they're, with all due respect, they're not doing the same thing.
Okay.
They're doing the same thing in the sense that they allow people to get rid of barriers of time and space.
So
they can
I
get
can,
together.
And I guess what I mean by they're doing the same thing is that we can see one another, we can communicate with one another, and we can be far away.
I'll give you can be far away.
Okay.
And you can communicate with one another. And then this is where we get into the weeds, which is what I really love to do.
Fantastic.
Because can you just communicate with one another? At the low end, at the simplest, let's not say low end, at the simplest form of this is a conference call. You know, most of our phones these days let us add a line. You know, you get a call and there's a button you can push that adds the call to the original one. So you have a three-way call going on. And this is conference calling, and it's been around for ages and ages and ages. That's the simplest one. And on a conference call, if you're talking to two other people and you say, now, I want to show you this beautiful picture that I drew last night. So here's the picture. Tell me, the two other people on the conference call, tell me what you think of it. And they, if they say, oh, it's wonderful, it's your best work so far, you know they're lying, because on a conference call, they can't see it.
So, okay.
But they're good friends.
Sure.
So that's the first thing. You can go beyond talking to two people on a phone call, and then you can add to it the ability to see the other person. And if you know where the camera is, you could also hold up this beautiful picture that you painted last night so that the other two people could see it.
Right.
So there we're getting more complicated, and that's where everything starts to get messy. If, for example, on a conference call, and this goes back to old-style conference calls from the Bell telephone system, if you have a conference call that conferences two people in, so you have three people on the call, and you say, this is wonderful, but I have to, and I set it up, I have to run now, but you two keep talking. And if I hang up, that's the end of the conference call.
Then you're done. The administrator, if you will, is once they leave, it's done.
And the other two people are sitting there wherever they happen to be saying, what did that jerk do?
Right.
You know, so that's where we start from. We start from basic telephone conferencing calls. And when we go to some of the new tools, the web conferencing, what we have is you don't have this one person who sets it up through a phone call. It's set up through something like a website, and so that people can come on and leave, and the conference itself can continue without the originator being there in some cases.
All right.
So that's where you start to get complicated, because you've got to find some way to set it up other than through your phone, where you just have one call added to another one so that you get three people talking together. So that's where you have things like GoToMeeting, where you can set up something. And that's where it starts to get involved with costs, because these are not necessarily free the way the others are. Some of them are free. And what I did is I put on the Champlain Arts website couple of comparisons of the various services that are out there and what they're offering. So you can see what they are and what comes free, what's charged, how many people can get involved with them. Those are the things you have to figure out when you're trying to do some collaborative work.
Jesse does wonderful homework for us for his segment, and you can see it at champlainarts.com, which is his website. So if you go to champlainarts.com, at the end of the segment, and we have a link on our website as well, you can see what he's talking about and articles and this information and find out much more about what we're discussing this morning. When you say the maximum, typically what's the maximum number of people that you can get on one of these?
Well, I happen to be looking at one of the comparison charts now.
Okay.
Which is arranged alphabetically. A nice way to do it.
Yes.
And I'm looking at the first one, Adobe Connect. A. And the capacity, it says here, 1 to 1,500.
Oh, okay. Well, that seems like it would pretty much cover it, right?
Apparently not, because in parentheses it says...
yes?
80,000 with webcast.
Now, what does that do? I mean, that's, you can listen, but you're not going to be able to participate, right?
Well, there are various ways of doing these things, and each company has it arranged differently, but most of them are more or less the same. You can have one person who is the host who coordinates everything.
Right.
And that person can invite other people in or can publicize it. These are often for corporate meetings or
right,
things like that. But there can be, in addition to what you're seeing and hearing, because you could log in on some of these, it's an option to see one person, and other people can see that person, and there can be talked back and forth.
So if you have, say, a company and you have maybe six offices, and you have Albany connecting with Houston, connecting with Atlanta, connecting with Seattle, and all of the marketing departments want to get in on that call, and you have maybe 30 people, they all can take part in that particular conversation and each have their piece and say their thing.
That's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it, and I've been on a lot of these and happens with, you know, a product announcement, is there might be 1,000 people on there, so that in order to make sure it works properly, the one person who can be coordinating it, and you can send emails or messages to that person who can decide which questions to answer. It's sort of like what you do.
Yeah. You decide what you're going to do, what you're going to ask, and what you
get. Oh, we have a message from so-and-so. Here's the message. We'll talk about it now.
Yes.
So that people aren't just able to jump into the conversation.
Now, let me ask you the big question. For me, this is the biggest question. And I will admit, partially, this is the biggest question I have to ask because it always impacts me when I'm involved in things like this because we're on the radio. But sometimes, just in general, it always seems like the technology fails in one way or another. So I want to talk to you about the actual strength of this and the technology that is, I'm searching for one particular word, but that makes it actually work to make sure that the quality, that's the word I was looking for, the quality of the connection so that everybody can hear each other, everybody, if they're supposed to hear. If you're supposed to hear everybody, that you hear everybody. If you're supposed to see everybody, that you see everybody, and how that works.
Well, basically, I think the most stable ones are the ones that are based on the web.
Okay.
Because that's a known technology, and you can if the Dallas office suddenly disappears.
Yeah.
If you have some other, first of all,
which we've been calling for years, but this doesn't.
If you are doing one of these large scale conferences, there's usually some way of sending messages back and forth to the coordinator,
right?
In addition to the conference, so it's like pushing the mute button, so that you can communicate with them and not be part of the conference. So you can say, you know, can anyone? You could
send. We're going to perhaps skip slide 23 and 25 and go right into our discussion about profits.
Right, but you could also, sometimes the messages are visible to everyone.
Yep.
The messages you could send a message out saying, "Has anyone communicated with Dallas in the last 2 minutes?"
Right.
And that's one way of finding out what's going on. And if it's a known universe of people, you might have something like a telephone. So it can say, can we get through to Dallas using some other technology? So that's one way of addressing the quality, if someone drops off. Another way of addressing the quality is to go right back to the beginning of what I said, is don't try it for the first time with everyone on the conference call. Try it so that you're confident that you can do it.
The other big question here is one that I realize is always fraught, which is, do you get what you pay for? In the sense of, can I look at something that is free and being offered online? Am I going to get as good service as I am if I pay for it or I go to a higher-end service? Do you get what you pay for?
That's a definitive yes and no.
Okay.
It depends what you're paying for. If you're using a free service that you have never used before and no one else that you know of has used before, it may be the best service in the world, but chances are you're not going to succeed very much with it. And that's not because it's free. It's because you're trying it out on a bunch of other people. So if try it out. Many of these companies have samples that you can log into a prepared conference. So see how it works. Get the feel for it. Because basically the technology is not all that complicated. And once you get the hang of it, it should be easy to bring people along.
We've been talking about this primarily, at least this is how I've taken it. We've been talking primarily about a business setting and trying to be productive in whatever it is that we're doing. But I assume we can also use these around this holiday time of gathering with people that perhaps we don't want to visit, but we just want to see and talk to and catch up with around this time of year.
And because there are options, so it's you could sort of think of it like a wonderful holiday party with your dearest relatives where...
well, they say like...
Where you can mute them.
Right. The old joke is that, you know, after 3 days, you know, fish, after 3 days, it starts to smell. So this, you don't have to smell it.
Yeah.
You can mute them. You can get rid of them. They're gone.
And you don't have to worry. But you have all of the we've been talking about it in a business sense. But they're very, very powerful for personal conferences. I know a large number of people who seem to have wound up with close relatives, like grown kids, who are in Hong Kong or somewhere far away.
Sure.
And they call on Skype every week.
Yeah.
And they don't pay for it.
And you can schedule the time so everybody's around and you know when you're going to be there and you check in, and it's a very nice way of seeing people that you care about and want to talk
to. Yeah, so you can look at them and they can, hold up what they bought with the check you sent them last week. And
hopefully just food. And rent.
Do all those wonderful family and friends things. But yes, this is a major, major benefit of these things. But you have to set it up. Do it once. Don't do it for the first time on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, just try it out and then figure it out.
Yeah.
Excellent. Jesse Feiler has done an amazing amount of work. You can go to ChamplainArts.com, which is his website. We have a link at our website, WAMC.org/roundtable. And you'll go on and you'll see these web conferencing, video teleconferencing, conference call systems, and there's a comparison chart and a lot of information that Jesse has compiled on his site. You can find out more by going to ChamplainArts.com. Jesse Feiler, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you for a wonderful 2017, and I look forward to having you back in January.
I look forward to being here.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.